What's the deal? It's your boy Chris Childs, aka Young Light Skinned Hokage, business mogul, entrepreneur, artist / shoe customizer. You can find me at _ Chris Childs on social media or www.shopchrischilds.com. And you tuned into the candy shop. Ya dig.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Candyman in the building. Y'all already know what it is. Y'all listening to The Candy Shop, heard in 51 countries. Y'all watching Candyman TV on YouTube. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment. I got a very special guest today, Tatiana. She is from Cleveland, Ohio. Got a lot of Ohio people been coming to the podcast lately, y'all. You know what I'm saying? All love to Ohio. She's a YouTuber, entrepreneur, producer, clothing designer, and a lot more. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tatiana. I'm 19 years old. I am from Cleveland. I moved to Canton, Ohio when I was about 12 years old, and I actually did transition back to Cleveland for a little bit, and then I ended up moving back here when I got my first apartment. So I am getting a little adjusted here. I've been here for about a month now. And it's okay, just learning to take responsibility as an adult and as a woman. So it's been a little challenging, but it's been good overall. I am a YouTuber, so definitely subscribe to my channel and also subscribe to his channel as well and show him some support. I do make clothing. I just started about a couple weeks ago. I am still learning some things. And it's a little challenging making clothes. Especially from scratch. I did actually just make a piece out of a dress. I turned it into a two-piece set. So it was fun. I do plan on making a lot more pieces and selling pieces custom-made by me always. And I actually just started producing not that long ago either. And I've just been, testing the waters, trying to expand my talents and see what else is out there for me and what else interests me. I am a singer. A lot of people don't know that about me. I do sing a little bit. I've just been trying to expand my talents a little bit more. And, that's pretty much it about me so far.
Okay. Yeah, man. Multiple talented. You know what I'm saying? Diverse. Got a lot going on. What did you get into making clothes before the music? Or how did that go about?
Making clothing, it kind of came to me because of COVID and stuff, and a lot of places were shut down, and I love fashion. I'm really into vintage clothing, styles from, the 60s, the 70s, 80s, the 90s, early 2000s. I really just love, fabric and anything that's, that's just beautiful and that looks nice to the touch. And producing, I really wanted to start producing music because this girl had asked me if I could produce her song. And I was like, I have no experience in producing whatsoever, but I do have a little bit of experience in broadcasting. I did actually go to a broadcasting school for a little bit, but I ended up dropping out because I was like, I'm not sure if this is what I want to do anymore. So I did take a break from that, but I had got back into it because I'm like, this is where my passion is. This is where my heart is, and this is what I want to do. So the producing thing came in for me because I love music. I love all types of music, from R&B, jazz, blues, anything that has a really good sound to it and definitely has a lot of meaning to it, especially because I don't like listening to music that just doesn't have meaning to it. It's just kind of pointless to me. But I was just kind of like, testing some beats and seeing what, caught my attention. And I'm really into old school type of beats from LA, the East Coast, West Coast, that type. I was like, this is what I want to do. And I'm still learning and stuff. And I think what kind of set me apart from most producers is that I'm a woman and I don't really see too many female producers. Do you know any female producers?
I don't know too many, but I know a few, but I don't know that many, honestly.
Yeah, and that's what kind of made me want to change the game a little bit, because I'm like, well, I don't know too many female, especially black female producers. So I kind of wanted to give people an insight of like, wow, like this is interesting. Like I want to see what this girl has to offer. So yeah, just, you know, just seeing what's out there for me and seeing what interests me. And that's definitely music. Music has always been my thing. I used to be in a choir in middle school and high school, and I used to be in a church choir. Rapping wasn't my thing. A lot of people ask me, do I rap? I'm like, nah, I'm not a rapper, but I do sing and stuff. So, yeah, like, music is my heart. Like, I love music. I can dance a little bit. I used to be a part of a dance team when I was living in Cleveland. It was like something small and local, but it was still something that I did. And it really just caught my interest in just music and just anything that has to do with art. I feel like music is definitely an art. And I don't see myself being an artist, but I do see myself helping other artists out. And that's what I want to do.
Okay. Have you? Who is your? We can go back to fashion real quick. Who is? Do you have any like influences that influenced you to do fashion, or is it just you just love all type of generations of fashion? Is it just the generations, or is it a specific person or people?
I don't really have a specific. I just know that I look at all different types of fashion. I don't really just limit myself to one person or group of people. It would be a lot more easier to like figure out what my influence is. I just know that fashion has always been my thing, and just putting different pieces together. And like I will go to like different stores and see how different stores operate and how like the diversity and the inclusivity, and just seeing how different brands and stuff operate. And the thing that kind of makes me look at certain brands different is the mainly the diversity, because mainly growing up I used to see a lot of mainly white companies, you know, promoting white women, and I'm just like, where's the diverse? And I'm like, well, you know, like, where's the black women? Like, where's, you know, just different, you know, people and stuff like that. And nowadays, a lot more brands are starting to get a lot more diverse and, you know, promoting black women and stuff, because, like, you know, back in like the 50s or 60s, when black women wanted to do certain things, they were told no. And it's just kind of unfair. But I like how some brands are starting to branch out and starting to promote plus size women, women and people of different ethnicities and cultures and stuff like that. And that's what I mainly focus on, because it's like, it doesn't have to be just one group that wants to do something. I feel like everyone deserves a chance to prove themselves to other people. So I don't really like have a specific, but yeah, I just mainly focus on everything. I'm more of a visual, so it's like I have to see what another brand is doing, and I can kind of give my feedback of that company or brand. And
okay. Now, because when I was on your Instagram, I figured you model too, because you're very, you always be fly, I see. You know what I'm saying? You dress
Thank
real
you.
Nice. And have you ever thought about modeling too as well? Or did that ever come
Yeah, I actually was looking into it not that long ago. And I was actually on a Zoom call. It's for this company called 99. And basically what that service is, it's not a corporation, it's a service. And what that is, they like help young, not young talent, but like they help from ages, I want to say 3 to like 86, I want to say. And they pretty much like get information about a person that wants to either do acting or modeling. And I kind of wanted to do a little bit of both, but I didn't have the money to like actually sign up for it, so I kind of like turned away from it a little bit. But I do want to do modeling, actually. I've been in a couple photo shoots. It was like something like for my birthday or for like an event and stuff like that. But I actually do want to do modeling. I feel like that's something that would interest me as well.
Yeah, because you got fashion, modeling, producing. That's really almost in the same area.
Yeah, it is.
You know, that's good though. Like, yeah, I think you really should because you really should head on doing that too. Because you can make it far. Because I see like your material is consistent. You always constantly moving. You promote yourself right. You're really on the right path for real. For real.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm constantly always finding ways to reinvent myself. I'm always changing my looks. Like, I don't like being the same person. It's like stagnation is the worst. Like, I don't like being stagnant. Like, no change, no growth. I don't like that. Like, I always find ways to, like, make myself look different and feel different. And whether that's trying new hairstyles, piercings, hair colors, just things I wouldn't normally wear. But, you know, just, like, putting it with something that I would wear and just making it a look. And, like, that's where my heart is.
Okay. So, what do you have a favorite generation of style, like the 70s, 80s, 90s, like which one would you consider being your favorite, or do you have like a top three?
My top three would be definitely the 70s, the 60s, and the early 2000s.
Man, early 2000s, that was the time.
Oh yeah, what a time to be alive. I was young, but I always used to see like 106 A Park and like different TV shows, and I would see how like big artists like Aaliyah, TLC, and different groups and artists, and I would see how they would dress and how they talk to people, like in interviews and stuff. Like, I pay attention to gestures and stuff, and I'm like, wow, like I really like look up to this person, and like the way that they carry themselves, the way that they talk to their fans and communicate with their people. So yeah, definitely the 70s though, because the 70s was a time where everyone was so free. It was like an era of like psychedelics and LSD and just different stuff like that. And I just loved how, like, what's her name? I forgot her name, but she was like a really like iconic figure, and she used to have her hair like in a, like, what is it? Like, it's like a swoop type of hairstyle. It's like Farrah Fawcett. You know who Farrah Fawcett
yep,
is?
Yep, yep.
Yep, like how she would wear her hair and the way she would dress. It was like so iconic to me. And I'm like, wow. And Jimi Hendrix, as y'all can see. Love Jimi. It was just the era of people just being free and standing up for what they believe in. Love that as well. I just think that was an era where I would have enjoyed being in for sure. So.
Okay. Now back to the producing. What's your style of producing? Like, what kind of genre would you mostly be producing in?
You said the genre?
Yeah, like what genre would you?
Like R&B, hip hop, of course. Like pop trap. I think pop rock trap is like really cool. Because like you can add sounds that's like pop, you know, that give it like a fresh, funky type of beat, but also something that's modern, nothing that's like too like out of style. I feel like nothing ever goes out of style. You just have to make it original and make it for someone that will actually listen to it. So definitely R&B. Hip-hop, jazz, definitely jazz. I love like the saxophones. Saxophones are like my favorite. I love saxophones, and I love like trumpets and stuff. And definitely a little bit of orchestra. I feel like orchestra is definitely beautiful. Like, I love the strings and the harps and the violins and stuff. I think that's really beautiful too. And add that, you know, with a little bit of hip-hop and R&B. And I think, like, you got you a good sound, definitely, so. yeah, I think like those four or five, I think those will definitely be an interest. Like, I like lofi type of beats as well. I think like more chill and laid back, like stuff you can listen to while you're laying down or you know, just like reading or, you know, just studying or something. I feel like something that you can just chill to and nothing too hectic or too crazy. Yeah,
because I'm not gonna lie, I'm a big guy on the orchestras and in like music. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's just something about like when you hear all the instruments come in with the producing sounds, and especially if it, one of my favorite ones is the flute. Like when I hear that flute, you gotta put that flute in right. If you don't put it in right, it just don't sound right. But that flute is just, I be hearing certain trap beats and they be doing like the baby be using the flute a lot. Man, I'd be like, that is so hard. Like that.
Yeah. Like some of his beats is actually pretty cool. Like the song that was kind of like inspired by I think SpongeBob, if I'm not mistaken. I think that beat, like the flute.
Yeah.
I think like the flutes and the clarinets are like something that's like so underrated. Like, I think people focus more on like stuff that's like bass. Like, I think people like a lot of bass. Like some people like music that's obviously gonna make you feel good. But they like more of a harder type of beat. Like, I like hard beats, but not all the time. I just feel like it kind of gets old. It's like, where's the originality? Like where is the, you know, like something simple, like something I can chill to. Like, you know, you don't want to listen to something like that's hard all the time. Like, you're going to get tired of it.
Yeah, because that's how some of my people is. Like, they love just the straight trap 24/7. I like trap.
Oh, it's
just,
yeah,
like,
nah.
I got to switch it up. Like, I'll listen to... My music is so diverse because I went to a white school most of my life from like first through like eighth grade. So they was playing, and I was born in 92. So, you know, I've seen the prime Britney Spears. Like, a lot of people don't know this, but Britney Spears was the black Beyonce at one point. I mean, I meant the white Beyonce. She was the white Beyonce at one point. Like, you couldn't say nothing bad about Britney, but you've seen her performance, you've seen the way she sung, you've seen the way she was just good at what she was, just elite at everything she did. I remember when the Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, all of them.
Yeah, I feel like one thing about Britney. Britney always had.
I'm sorry. Your audio broke up. Could you say that again?
My bad. Like with Britney Spears, I feel like Britney, like she always had a deep voice. Like, I was watching this video of her, like from when she was like maybe, I want to say like between the ages like 5 to 7. And her voice was deep. And I don't like how the industry and like certain people around her made her voice go up. Like, that's not how she sings. But Britney, what she is talented, don't get me wrong.
Oh, yeah.
I just didn't like how they try to make her have this image of, you know, the baby voice and all of that. Like, I just, you know, but I love Britney Spears. Britney Spears is an icon. Like, come on now. Like any, pop artist, like Taylor Swift or like Selena Gomez or like Dua Lipa, like I feel like their inspiration would probably be Britney Spears, because Britney Spears kind of like set it off, especially like in the 90s and the early 2000s, and definitely in the mid 2000s as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, free Britney Spears, by the way.
Yeah, free Britney. Yeah, she deserves so much better.
Big facts. Yeah, so have you ever, because I remember you was talking about you wanted to leave Ohio, because I don't blame you, because there's a lot more to life. Have you traveled a lot and seen different type of places that you think you might want to go to?
I haven't really traveled a lot because mainly of like financial issues and stuff. Like, I was homeless for a little bit, so I couldn't do what I wanted to do. And it was just kind of really tough. But I have actually went to a little bit, like, I've been to New York. I haven't been to New York City. I've always wanted to go to New York City because that's, like, the state of fashion. Like, that's where a lot of the modeling agencies and just a lot of the different, like, fashion shows and stuff. Like, that's where that is. So I would love to go to New York City and, like, just see how they work and, you know, possibly be a part of something that's there. I've always wanted to go to Cali, too. Cali is a good place, especially, like, for networking as well. But when I was in Cleveland, I was there for about, like, almost 2 months. And my dad was kind of strict. He kind of, like, told me I couldn't do the things I want to. Mind you, I'm 19 years old. So kind of being told what to do, like, I'm my own person. Like, I'm so original and just so genuine. And I'm a free spirit at heart. So I don't like being told what to do. And that's why I'm self-employed, because it's like I can't take no crap from bigger companies and bigger, you know, stuff like that. Like, I can't work for someone else's dream, and I can't deal with someone else telling me how to live. It's just, it's not me, and it's not going to work, because I'm a Taurus, and Tauruses are stubborn as hell. Like, we don't like being told what to do. I'm my own person. I'm original, and I don't like, you know, taking crap from nobody. So I couldn't do what I wanted to do when I was in Cleveland, but I did actually meet up with a few people. I actually met this lady. Her name is Evelyn, and she has her own businesses. It's called One Scene Productions, and she helps people plan for, like, projects that they want to do and stuff like that. I actually did end up meeting with a few people and stuff, so it was cool. And everything, I just couldn't do what I wanted to do. I kind of felt like it was like restrictions, and it kind of upset me. But I'm like, everything happens for a reason, so I can't, you know, be mad when something isn't working on my timing, because it's not about my timing, it's about the universe's timing and divine timing. So whatever will happen for me, it'll happen naturally. So I won't have to necessarily, like, I'll have to do a little bit, like, work hard for what I want, but it's like, When something is meant to come, it'll come. So, yeah, just a few setbacks and distractions and stuff. But I feel like I'm slowly but surely getting to where I want to be. And that's kind of why I expanded my talents. Because, like, I want to be seen. I want exposure. And I want people to see what I have to offer. And even if I don't lightly have the idea of how to approach people, like, I know how to approach people, but it's like sometimes, like, my head can be all over the place and I'm like, I'm nervous. But
because I remember when you said earlier about you being homeless, I've been homeless a few times, and it definitely ain't no joke. Like,
yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Yeah, kind of like, I was kind of, like, embarrassed a little bit, because it's like, I've been doing YouTube for a year, almost 2 years, and see, like, I had to kind of explain to YouTube, like, what was going on. Like, I was going through some issues with my mom. We weren't seeing eye to eye. Like, she would kick me out constantly. Like, I had moved out when I had first turned 18, and I was gone for, like, 4 months. And then I had moved back in with her, and then that's when stuff started hitting the fan, and I was, like, getting into it with her and stuff, and I couldn't do what I wanted to do. Like, I had invested, like, $200 in to my YouTube equipment, and that was, like, one of the biggest investments I made. And I felt like it was a waste, because I couldn't use my equipment. I couldn't do what I wanted to do, because, like, my mom was constantly kicking me out and stuff, and I couldn't, you know, do, like, podcasts with people. I couldn't link up with people for collaborations. It was so much. And it's like, now that I have my own space, it's like, I can do what I want to do now. I just have to figure out, you know, just to balance everything, you know, just to you know, work with different people and just networking. But yeah, being homeless is not fun. And yeah, just like telling YouTube just a different side of me, it was kind of like inspiring to me, because, like, it's not something that I would normally do. But it's like sometimes when you have a following, like you have to let your following know like what's really going on. And it's like if your following really genuinely supports you, they won't judge you. So I made a video and I kind of like cleared the air and kind of like told everybody what was going on, and they completely understood, and I got so much support from everybody. And it's really inspiring to like know that I'm not the only person that has been through being abandoned and being homeless and stuff like that. It's really cool knowing that there's someone out there in this world. There's like 7 billion people and growing. Like, we're losing people and there's more people coming into this world, but it's like there's someone out there that can relate to you on a different level that you wouldn't even know that you could experience. And it's like someone is out there going through way more stuff than you are. So it's like you have to humble yourself and just realize that it's not just you that's going through something that's hard.
Facts, big facts. It's always good to keep your head up strong, especially during times like that, because just like you said, being on the streets, that ain't no fun. Like, when I was in Vegas, I was homeless, and I remember the first night that I was going to be, like, officially on the streets, I went to the dispensary, caught me a little pre-roll. I was sitting on the corner, on the sidewalk, near the place where I was working at. I just started smoking, and then it just hit me. I'm like, I'm really, like, it's all bad. Like, I couldn't, and I put my pride aside. I even called people from home, and I knew it was bad because they couldn't even help me. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to have to just do my thing here till things get better. But stay consistent, and you know, things got better. You know, it was a dark time. It was a dark, depressing time, but, you know, God wouldn't put you through nothing you couldn't handle.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I know when I was homeless, I wasn't homeless for, like, a long time, but I was homeless enough to where, like, I had to figure out where I was going to go. And, like, me, I do have family, but it's like, with me doing tarot and stuff, it's like, in the Black community, that's seen as a threat and it's seen as evil. So, like, my mom wasn't accepting of what I did. And the more my mom would say certain things to other people, and I'm not bashing her, by the way. Like, it was just like, the more that she made me look like this bad person, the more that she was projecting her negative energy onto me, she was making me look like I was the bad guy, when really I was the victim. So, that's why I was homeless. Like, whenever I tried to reach out to certain family members, they were like, no, I can't help you, or like your mom like needs to know where you are. Like I'm grown. Like, I don't need no one trying to tell me what's good for me. It's like, if it's not genuine, if it's not helping me or benefiting me, it's like I don't need your opinion. So like when I try to reach out to close people, like they ignore me. So it was so hard. Like, I tried to reach out to like homeless shelters. They told me it was nothing that they could do. Like, I couldn't get in there unless I had a child. And I'm like, well, I don't have any kids. So that's what made it even more harder. Because, like, when you have a kid or when you have kids, that's when certain different opportunities are open for you. But it's just me. And I'm only 19. So it's like, it's so many things that I couldn't do. And I'm just like, well, like, I'm responsible. I'm trying to prove these people wrong. Like, I'm trying to, you know, prove myself and let people know that I have something to give, and it just was not working. And I just always kept my head held up high, and it's like it was so hard, like so freaking hard. Like, I think I'm the only person that I know personally that has been through so much, but I never let it break me. Like, I've always been resilient, and I've always tried to be selfless, and it worked. And it's like, the more that I'm getting established, it's like I never forgot where I came from. It's like, you can never forget where you come from, because it's like, it could be you again. So it's like, you have to really take a good look at life and reality and be like, you know, like, I'm not in this situation no more, but I have to realize that it could be me again. So it's like, you really have to take a good look at yourself and be like, well, I'm in a better place, but never forget. But also, don't let it hold you down, and don't let it don't let it take over you. It's like when you let your past haunt you, your past is your past. It already happened. It's like, it's nothing you can do. It's out of your control. And I think that's where a lot of people tend to like fall in depressions, because they're like stuck on their past and stuck on stuff that just couldn't be done. Like, you know, it's like it happened already. It's not your fault. Some things are just happening just to happen. And sometimes it's not for us to know. But regardless of everything, like it always made me a stronger person. And that's what I really admire about myself, that I can always bounce back from what hurt me, and I never let it affect me in my future. And that's why, like, I'm doing all of these different things to really show people what I'm worth.
Yeah, I'm glad. See, I'm glad you're strong-minded, because a lot of people just don't know the struggle for real.
They don't know. It's like when you come from certain backgrounds, it's like you're not used to certain things. And just certain things kind of shape you into who you are. But certain things isn't meant to shape you who you are. It's to build your character. And really, it's like you can't grow and you can't go on to the next chapter of your life if you're constantly rereading the pages of the chapter that you're not in no more. It's like you have to move forward.
Any last-minute motivational words for the people?
Honestly, I feel like whatever y'all want to do, do it. Don't listen to what no one has to say to you. Don't listen to anyone that's telling you that you can and you telling you that you can't do something, because it's like the world is yours. Anything that you want, man, like all you got to do is believe that you can do it. Speak positive words of affirmations and letting yourself know, like, you know, things are not looking the way that I want them to look right now, but it's like the more that I believe and the more that I keep putting in the work, like the sky is the limit, man. Like when people used to say the sky is the limit, they were not lying. Like anything that you're manifesting, anything that you want, all you got to do is just believe that you can do it. Believe in yourself and believe in the measures. Like, no one said that this life was going to be easy, but it's like, as long as you have the idea of life is constantly moving, it's constantly changing, and it's like whatever you want to do and you're telling yourself that you can't do it, like you're pretty much just pushing yourself away from what you're supposed to be doing, and you're giving the opportunity to somebody else. So always work hard for what you want, and don't forget where you come from, because where you come from made you to be who you are today.
Oh yeah. So tell everybody your social medias again and your podcast too as well.
My Instagram is Tatiana Marshall. It's TatiyanaMarshall. My YouTube is the same name as my Instagram. No underscores, no periods, no nothing. Make sure y'all go subscribe. I just made my producer YouTube page. It's called Tati Made This _. So it's Tati Made This. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I do have a Facebook as well. If y'all want to go add me on my Facebook, it's the same name. Like, all my social medias are the same. So make sure y'all go subscribe, and also subscribe to him. He's amazing at what he does. And thank you so much for the opportunity. It means a lot.
Thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Yep, I'm going to definitely share your stuff and subscribe. Do you have a YouTube, by the way?
Yep, Candyman TV. I can send you all my info when we get done.
Yep, send me all your information. I'm going to shout you out and support you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you so much.
No problem. Y'all make sure y'all go ahead and check her social medias out. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. There's more episodes to come. And y'all have a wonderful day.
Yep.
What's the deal? It's your boy Chris Childs, aka Young Light-Skinned Hokage, business mogul, entrepreneur, artist / shoe customizer. You can find me at _ Chris Childs on social media or www.shopchrischilds.com. And you tuned into the Candy Shop. Ya dig!